Four men were arrested for raping a lizard. A woman glued herself to the NBA court as a form of protest. And NASA invented a space catapult to fling stuff into space. These are the weird stories for Thursday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm Jonesy. I'm recording today in Los Angeles. Where are you? Tell me. I want to know. I want to know. Four men have been arrested for raping a lizard. You heard it right. They raped a lizard. Does it get any lower than that? Raping a reptile? Four men were arrested after one of their phones was discovered to contain a video. This was an incriminating clip of them actually gang raping a Bengal monitor lizard at the Sahidari Tiger Reserve in Maharashtra, India. The men were caught trespassing using CCTV footage from the Maharashtra Forest Department. It showed the men lurking around the forest and trespassing into the tiger reserve. In addition to the video of the men sexually abusing the lizard, officials also found photos of various animals, such as porcupines and deer, on the men's phones. You didn't rape a porcupine, did you? How? You can't get near those damn things with those prickly spines. You're going to rub up against a porcupine? These guys are out of their minds. Sexing up a deer? How does that happen? They just kick you. They kick you across the room. I'd imagine. What is a Bengal monitor lizard? I don't even know. The article says they can grow pretty long, up to 5.5 feet, and they can weigh almost up to 16 pounds. So they're a decent-sized lizard. Sexy-ass lizards. There's something about your tail that's got me going crazy. And lizard, I really like your scratchy skin. Oh, babe. Now it says here, these lizards are actually categorized as reserve species under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. So you're not even allowed to get near these things or feed them. They're protected. The forest guards initially only caught one of these accused lizard rapists while the others fled. The remaining three were later found in a village in the Ratnagiri district of Maharashtra. Officials say the men came to the village to hunt. Yeah, to hunt. And then they got a little, you know, randy when they saw a sexy-ass lizard, obviously. I wish they had tried to rape the tiger and then the tiger just, you know, ripped them apart. That would be appropriate. The four hunters have been identified. These are the names. I can't say any of them. I'm not even going to try. I'm too ill. The case was taken to the Indian Penal Court. Penal Court! Hey! Sounds proper. If you rape an animal, you should go to penal court. Now, according to a penal code section 377, you guys familiar with this one? Well, it states that anyone who voluntarily commits intercourse with an animal shall be punished with imprisonment for life. Wow. Or with imprisonment of either description for a term, which may extend to 10 years, and shall also be liable to a fine. Now, with all the fines and the jail, I really don't think that's going to solve the problem. The problem is there's just too many damn sexy-ass lizards roaming around India. Put some clothes on these lizards, man. Jokes. No, these men don't need jail or a fine. They need a doctor. They're sick in the head. You got to have a pretty warped cranium to gang rape a reptile. I mean, you really do. These men need help. This is not okay. Like, I can't even wrap my head around why you would do it with a lizard. There's a lot of other soft, wild animals out there. This is a very rough creature. It couldn't possibly even feel good. What's wrong with you? Not that the other animals are okay either, because that's not okay. This is levels of just mental disability or something that I just can't even, I don't even know how to begin to understand it. A woman glued herself to the floor during an NBA basketball game. I don't do enough sports stories. I love sports. I meant to do this the other day. But let's find out why someone would glue themselves to the floor. Seems very strange. A woman decided that she wanted to protest an egg farm. Okay. And then she decided the best way to protest an egg farm would be in the middle of an NBA game. Well, okay. Maybe she's got some good reasons. Maybe the egg farm mistreats their eggs. Doesn't let them get any exercise, you know? They're only allowed to bathe once a week. They put the eggs in a lot of timeouts, and that's ruthless behavior at an egg farm. We can't handle that. We won't put up for it with that. You better treat your eggs with respect, egg farm. The woman was not immediately identified. She later was. She glued her own wrists to the court. She glued her wrists to the NBA court. Seems like a strange protest. This happened Tuesday night during the Los Angeles Clippers and Minnesota Timberwolves game, which I believe was a play-in game, was it not? In other words, it was nearly a playoff game. So a lot of eyeballs on this protest, which is kind of helpful. I mean, if you're going to protest, you want people to see it. It gets the word out about your cause. Gluing yourself to the floor doesn't seem like a great idea, but it's weird. People are going to find this very curious. Her protest stopped the gameplay, and it was captured on video, which I watched. Just a bunch of people standing around somebody. It's hard to tell what she's doing. The announcers at first thought it was an arena worker who had fallen, but then they were told it was a protester. Security came, escorted her off the court, of course. The incident happened late in the second quarter as the Timberwolves forward Jared Vanderbilt was attempting free throws at the other end of the court. So then the woman snuck onto the court that was empty, that half. That's how you do it. A sideline reporter said the woman tried to glue her wrists specifically to the floor and then refused to lift them. The reason for her protest was not immediately known, but then later on, a press release from a group called Direct Action Everywhere, which is a group of animal rights activists, they said that this was a protest of an alleged animal rights issue over an egg farm that's owned by the Timberwolves NBA owner Glenn Taylor. So it's loosely connected to the Timberwolves, because the guy who owns the Timberwolves also has this egg farm, and he doesn't treat his eggs correctly. He verbally abuses them, from my understanding, and doesn't allow them to play Nintendo Switch. Very cruel owner. According to the NBA on TNT reporter Allie LaForce, the woman wore a shirt that referred to Taylor's farm killing chickens because of a bird flu outbreak. I don't even know what this is. Something about she doesn't like the way they kill the chickens. Okay, I found another article with some more details. This woman's name is Alicia Centurio. Her t-shirt said, Glenn Taylor, who's the Timberwolves owner, Glenn Taylor roasts animals alive. And it's in order to protest the mass killings of chickens over an avian flu outbreak. I mean, aren't you supposed to kill all the birds if there's an avian flu outbreak? You sort of have to get that under control. You have to corral avian flu outbreaks before they get out into the rest of the population. I don't know anything about it. I'm just guessing. Now, the animal group here alleges the suffocation method used to kill the birds was inhumane and against the law. Oh, they're against the way they killed those chickens regarding the avian flu outbreak. They killed them via suffocation method. Wow, this seems all very convoluted and confusing. I mean, even if you could read her t-shirt on live TV, you still wouldn't know what this meant. First of all, it says the guy on her t-shirt, it says he roasts the chickens alive. But what actually happened was suffocation. So even that's kind of confusing. I don't know. Direct action. It seems like your action is very indirect and confusing. I mean, but they have a budget. They flew this woman all the way from California up to Minnesota to do this. She's no longer allowed in the arena, of course, but they didn't arrest her. Well, I should say she wasn't jailed. Now, this whole story is so strange. My first question is, how would you come up with this as your form of protest? How much ganja are you smoking over at this group? Hey, man, what if you glued yourself to the court, man? I mean, that just seems like a cockamamie idea from the get-go. It's bizarre. Secondly, like, the things that people protest just seem silly to me. You protested that a bunch of chickens that had avian flu were killed in an inappropriate way? I mean, first of all, it seems like a situation where you have to really take charge and put down these chickens, and you're gonna, I don't know. There's trash in the Mariana Trench. Is everybody aware of this? There's trash in the trench. What are you talking about, Jonesy? I'm talking about the Mariana Trench, man. It's the deepest part of the ocean on Earth. It's like 35 to 40,000 feet deep. You can't even get down there without this like super crazy, sophisticated submersible because of all the pressure down there. We barely get people down there. Yet there's like, you know, Chick-fil-A wrappers down in there. This is something to be protesting. This is like, we need to spend our resources and our time like fixing the health of the planet, man. Worried about how chickens with a flu are put down. Like, who gives a damn, man? All right, I'm so sorry that I just did all that. I mean, I know you want to just be entertained with some silliness, but sometimes I go up. I'm on some chemicals right now still, and I just get really frustrated with what I see as misguided human effort. Silly behavior, foolishness, really, straight up foolishness like this. Maybe you disagree. Call the show, 646-450-2012. I've been sniffing glue, by the way. NASA built a catapult that can fling objects way out into space. It's the sound of science. NASA is building catapults now. Gonna fling some stuff into space. Sounds to me like they're getting ready for an intergalactic water balloon battle. But let's find out what's going on. NASA, it says here, could soon be catapulting payloads into space through an innovative launch system that hopes to dramatically improve space accessibility. I love it. We need to get more stuff into space. How should we do it? A catapult? Sounds great. It sounds great. We'll just fling that shit up there. NASA, the star of this story, is partnering up with a California-based startup called Spin Launch. They're going to develop a suborbital I think so, accelerator launch system. Sounds very sophisticated. Basically, it's a catapult. They're hoping to perform the first orbital test flight in 2025. It's a pretty far way off. How does it work, you want to know? How does this catapult work? Can I build one in my backyard with stuff that I get from Home Depot? Well, the launcher works by rotating a carbon fiber arm at speeds of up to 8,000 kilometers per hour with a 91-meter diameter steel vacuum chamber. Woo! The hypersonic speed propels a launch vehicle containing a satellite into the sky, allowing it to reach orbit much quicker than conventional rockets. Oh, good, you save on fuel. You've seen those gas prices right now. Woo! We're going with a catapult. No gas necessary. Can't afford the gas to send rockets up there right now. Woo! Sheesh! Catapults, that's where it's at. Bringing it back to medieval times. It says here, once above the stratosphere, the payload deploys a small amount of propulsion to provide the final push in order to reach the required position for orbit. If successful, this would significantly reduce the cost of delivering payloads into orbit. That's pretty cool. I want to save on that. Can we launch our trash up there, I'm wondering? Like, get it out of here? There's a lot of it. Just wondering, like, what if we just start shooting it up into space, right? We just get rid of it. Because pretty soon we're just going to be up to our ears in garbage, right? I just assume that's going to happen eventually. It's going to walk out of your house and you're just going to step through Burger King wrappers. I mean, that's our future, I assume. Why not just shoot it up into space with a catapult? Is this a bad idea? Probably. What about a game show where the loser gets blasted up into space with a catapult? That seems like fun. Is lizard rape your final answer? Yes, that's my final answer. Sorry, loser. And then you get catapulted up into the sky. I did a callback to a previous segment in that one. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, with the cost of fuel heading in this direction, I think it's quite wise that NASA finds some innovative ways to send stuff into space. And I have an idea for you, NASA, as well. Here it is. You ready for it? It's the space seesaw. That's right. A seesaw. You got whatever you want to launch into space on one spot, and then a very heavy individual that sits down on the other spot, and then bam, that stuff goes right up into space, that package. The space seesaw. It's a great idea, right? What do you think, guys? It's the sound of science. I'm just trying to contribute to it. Whoa, whoa, how about a space blowgun? You know, like a little blowgun that you use to blow darts, but you make a giant one and you just blow stuff up into space using air pressure. That could be cool. What about a space slingshot? Huh? Space slingshot. Just sling stuff up there. That could work, I'd imagine. Wow, why aren't I working for NASA? I mean, I got a mind for it, clearly. Hey, thanks for being with me for another episode of Weird AF News. Tomorrow's Friday, so it's Florida Friday. So send me that those weird Florida stories that you come across. You can send links to funnyjones@gmail.com. You can tweet them at me at funnyjones, or you can DM me at funnyjones on Instagram as well. So send those Florida stories. I want to give thanks to Lewis, one of my patrons. He wrote me a really nice message after he joined. He said, hey, Jonesy, so I started listening to your podcast over a year ago, and oh my God, you seriously crack me up. That's not a very easy thing to do. You, sir, are in the ranks of the late Chris Farley and Bill Burr, which, I mean, being compared to Chris Farley and Bill Burr, I mean, unbelievable. I would never, ever compare myself to those people. Those are comedy gods, but I appreciate that, Lewis, very much. Lewis says, I don't enjoy listening to the mainstream news because it's depressing, so including you in my flash briefing was absolutely a gamble worth taking. Lastly, you are my first Patreon podcast that I support. I plan on supporting one other. You should check it out. It's called Morbid, a true crime podcast. These women are so funny. I love them. I don't even like true crime. If you shoot me a shout out, please mention their podcast if you can. I will ask them to do the same for you. Fantastic job. Please keep it up. Enjoy that cup of coffee or cold beer, whichever you choose. Well deserved. Much love from Texas, Lewis. What a tremendous message, right? This guy's just a wonderful human being. And I appreciate you, Lewis, for supporting podcasts. You know, a lot of these podcasts, we do it for free for a long time before you make any money at all. So to get to the point where you make something, it's like, it's pretty amazing. So I make something, which is okay. It's okay by me. If you want to support the show like Lewis, go to patreon.com/weirdafnews. You actually get extra content as well, in case you don't know how the Patreon works. In there, there's extra content. I put it in there all the time. I put stuff in there yesterday, as a matter of fact. Okay, I got some calls I wanted to publish after this, so stick around for those calls. If you like to call the show, the number is 646-450-2012. We'll see you tomorrow for Florida Friday, my friends and lovers.
Hey, hello there, fellow weirdos. It's Michael from Iowa City. And if you're hearing this message, then I've convinced Jonesy to play this message. He's got a birthday in less than a couple of weeks. So 13 days, as a matter of fact, 13 days to Jonesy's birthday. So let the countdown begin. Okay, so I really love Jonesy and appreciate all the hard work that he puts in on making the Weird AF News possible for all of us. It brings such joy and laughter into my life, and I'm just so deeply appreciative for that. So if you want to show your appreciation in some way, maybe you'd like to send a card or a care package, then call the show at 646-450-2012, and I'm sure Jonesy would be willing to give you his address. You would be able to send a card or a gift package of some sort. You know, it takes a little lead time to be able to get those things in the mail and have them arrive. So again, if you're interested in doing that, call Jonesy and he'll give you his address. So putting together this podcast takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And as I said, I'm very appreciative of that. If you're not of the mind to send a package or a card, you know, think about joining the Patreon. It costs less than $2 a month. And as I like to say, that's a dime a day. And that's pretty darn cheap to get so much joy and entertainment and a lot of humor, a lot of levity, and it certainly brightens my day. So it's something to think about. You can go to weirdafnews.com, or you can, you know, from there you can either buy Jonesy a cup of coffee, or, you know, join the Patreon. And that's a pretty cheap way of showing your appreciation. So let the countdown begin. 13 days until Jonesy's birthday on April 27th. Thank you, Jonesy, for allowing me to make this request on your behalf. And thank you, Weirdos, for your consideration of showing Jonesy how you care for him, appreciate him. Take care, everyone. And to Jonesy, good luck with your life, man.
Well, hello, Jonesy. My name is Embert. I have a podcast called itsembert.com. I-T-S without an apostrophe. They don't allow those. Embert, E-M-B-E-R-T.com. Well, also, I learned about you from your Weird AF News and Anchor. And even though you don't make any money from referring them, it looks like, because they don't charge anything, it's why my grandson decided to get on the Anchor and make a podcast, and we do a YouTubes now, and it's Weird, you're Weird AF News. We're It's Embert. So I'm doing an episode today just about you. You can find us at anchor.fm/ just Embert. Just anchor.fm.embert. Hello, Mr. Jones. Again, it's Embert. I got cut off. I wanted to make sure you knew that we used your little picture of your Weird AF News, but only so we could bring attention to you. We're not asking for any money or anything, but you might be nice and mention itsembert.com. It's not a We don't compete with you. It's just you inspired a way to put this on besides just the YouTubes. My grandson said, Granddad, let's check it out. And so, but I like your show. You talk a lot about poop and drugs and the Floridas. Oh, my goodness, the Floridas. I won't move there now. But watch the podcast, please, and then listen to it. And it's also on the YouTubes. Also, I saw you on the YouTube. You look different than what I imagined, but you look nice. Okay, this is Ember from itsember.com. Goodbye.
Hello, Jonesy. I started listening to your podcast maybe 2.5 months ago. I think it's pretty weird, pretty unusual. Pretty different, but I really like it. Oh, like it a lot. And I was hearing the story you did about the sex robot and other people would prefer to have sex with a robot or a real person. And I was thinking that I would, you know, probably choose the robot. Now, I do have a sexual partner, but, you know, if it was just me, I would probably want to have casual sex with a robot, because there's a lot that goes into, you know, having sex in a casual way with a person. I mean, you know, you gotta have someone that you feel like they're safe, you know, like they don't have any disease. And there's a lot that goes into meeting a person. So I think just for the simplicity of it, that doing it with a robot would be a lot easier. Just, you can get to it a lot quicker. Not have to worry about diseases and things like that. And like I said, I do have a partner. And if we were going to have a threesome, you know, you just choose a robot. And again, the same reason. You don't have to worry about sex. You don't have to, diseases. You don't have to worry about meeting someone out in a public place. Or, you know, like, I mean, what are you going to do? Choose a girlfriend of hers? Or, you know, I'm not going to get with another guy, but, I mean, I'm not going to do like a male-female threesome. And so I'm not going to ask one of my friends, but, I mean, you know, just for religious reasons, too, I'm not going to have casual sex like that. And I think that this is probably the best, quickest, safest way. And I just wonder what your listeners of your podcast think. I hear you say that you don't really buy the reasons that they're given in this thing, that you think the research from the robot company is probably biased, but I think this is probably the best way, quick and easy and safe as far as diseases. And I'd be interested in hearing what John, the listeners, had to say about it. So, I mean, if you play my phone call, I mean, I'm being anonymous here. I'm not giving my name. I haven't been listening to the show that long, but I think this would just be quick and easy and the safest way to do it. And definitely, I mean, the human touch and contact of a third real person, that would be the absolute best. But, I mean, these days,